the filibuster. And I don't think they're going to be able to do that. We'll see. A lot to talk about coming up in our next hour. We make a bargain with our military. You give us 2 or 4 or 6 years, whatever it is, or a lifetime, and we'll take care of you afterwards. The problem is we're not repaying that debt. Leo Garcia is a Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Why can't we get it right? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Multicare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The Multicare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The Multicare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the Multicare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The House has passed a deal installing a commission to investigate the January 6th riot at the Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the commission is a necessity.
Congress has a clear and urgent responsibility to come to the truth of what happened and to assure that this can never happen again.
But Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says the commission idea is clearly aimed at one thing.
You see, what's going to happen with the January 6th commission is the media is going to use this to smear Trump supporters and President Trump for the next few years and cover up the damage, the real damage that's happening to this, to the people of this country, which is tearing down our economy, ripping our borders wide open, and hurting this country.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a law that bans abortion when a heartbeat can be detected.
This is similar to bans in other states that would take effect before many women even know they are pregnant.
That ensures that the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
Even before Abbott got the bill, abortion rights groups said they would fight it.
Our creators endowed us with the right to life.
Those other bans have mostly been blocked in courts. The Supreme Court will hear a Mississippi law banning pregnancy after 15 weeks. The president of Planned Parenthood Action Fund says passing these bills is not leadership. It is cruelty and extremism. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with a fierce military offensive in the Gaza Strip after Hamas militants continued to fire deadly rockets into Israel. He was pushing back Wednesday against calls from the United States to wind down the operation that's left hundreds dead. Netanyahu's tough comments mark the first public rift between the two close allies since the fighting began last week and could complicate international efforts to reach a ceasefire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. June 1st, Clark County has set the date when it will fully reopen. The County Commission also decided to follow the recent CDC guidance, which masks are no longer needed in most cases for people which are fully vaccinated. The full reopening has been set despite the county likely missing its goal of 60% of the eligible population being vaccinated. Local health officials say the county is about 52%, but officials say they're not too concerned because those who are most vulnerable, those 70 and older, 80% are vaccinated. Nevada lawmakers approved an additional $500 million in funding for the state's K-12 budget for the next 2 years. The joint meeting of the Assembly Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees voted to approve the additional funding of $502 million for education. Per pupil funding statewide will now be approximately $9,200 and $9,300 per student per year. That's an additional $200 annually. CSI Vegas has rejoined the CBS TV lineup. The continuation of the groundbreaking drama, which launched 3 spinoffs and showed Las Vegas weekly for some 15 years, will see original lead William Peterson and others portrayed in the previous show. Coming back, it's going to be Wednesdays at 10 p.m. this fall.
Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Heavy volumes right now. Interstate 15 southbound at Russell as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium there. Also 15 northbound at Charleston. You're going to be tapping the brakes a few times. And expect some congestion downtown as well. 515 west to Charleston, 515 east at Las Vegas Boulevard.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Joining us now is Leo Garcia, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Every so often, we take a look at the the bill that we have due, in some cases overdue, relative to our military veterans. And we are finding more and more that we are having problems repaying our debt to members of the military. Leo, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you with us. And we are still coming up short, though, on this debt that we owe to our military veterans. Can you talk a little bit about how far behind we are?
Well, currently, during the pandemic hit, we've canceled, well, the VA has canceled over 19.7 million appointments, or delayed them or rescheduled them. So we're beginning to have create a backlog again. And we don't want to have another incident that we had years ago down in Phoenix, where they're having hidden lists of canceling appointments. And we don't know if these appointments are being rescheduled or how they're being crafted. I hear locally here in Nevada that veterans are having some issues trying to get outside care that is service-connected. So what CBA is doing right now is making a point to let our elected officials in Washington know that we have a bill here that was passed into law that the VA is literally breaking the law by canceling this appointment, now allowing the veteran patient to go outside to get outside care.
Now, this is interesting because Concerned Veterans for America has what is called Complete the Mission. Can you tell us what it is you're trying to do?
Well, we're trying to defend this the bill. They made a promise and they signed it into law. We just want to make sure that the wait times are going down, that veterans are having access to getting appointments. If they can't get an appointment within 20 days, they can get outside care. If a member lives 30 minutes away, they can go get outside care, or if they're driving, go back to Miles. I mean, that's just the drive time itself. Myself, I live out in Boulder City, so for me to go out to the VA, that's a haul for me. So we want to ensure that our veterans are getting the proper care, and hopefully they're utilizing the telecare service. You know, we send our young men and women wars, and when they come back, they some of these kids are not coming back the same. They need a lot of mental health issues, or they're physically impaired. So we have to hold up our promise that when they raise their right hand, that they fought for this country, and we promised them health care for the rest of their life. So what CVA is continuing to do is to make sure that we don't fall behind on this bill. Well, I keep on saying bill, but this law. And we're putting pressure on the VA and also on our elected officials in Washington, D.C.
And by the way, the bill is the VA Mission Act. And one of the problems is the Veterans Affair Department is limiting access to the community care options. Has anybody inquired at the VA why they're doing this? I mean, this is stupid.
Well, as far as inquiring about it, I've heard different stories. There's some good reports and there's some bad reports. There's some VAs that are doing well and staying on track, but you have some hospitals and clinics that do fall through the crack. But what's happened during this pandemic, there has been, it's given them carte blanche to cancel appointments and not rescheduling or keeping track on who's where and who's doing what. But as far as accountability, there has been no accountability on these appointments.
Well, and this is what I don't understand. Again, Leo Garcia joining us, Coalition's Director, Concerned Veterans for America, that even though we've had 20 million canceled or rescheduled appointments to the CVA or to the Veterans Administration, despite that, we still have wait times that are increasing. They're not decreasing. They are increasing. Why can't we get this right, Leo?
That is the head scratcher of the century. We should be able to do this. There's sometimes a shortage of physicians and also of quality care that's available to the veteran. I know in Southern Nevada we do have a shortage of mental health physicians. So I don't know if that's across the board. But they took advantage of the situation of the pandemic, and they're using that as a blanket to cover their mistakes and continue to use this. But we should be on track to be successful to provide care for our veteran community.
We talk about the VA Missions Act, but there's also other legislation that is pending, that is in the process. Greg Stubbe's got a great bill, the Veterans True Choice Act. There are some other bills like that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other legislation that's out there waiting to be passed?
I'm trying to brief myself back on the Stubbe Act, but it is something that we are following. It's true choice. What we want is true choice. I would like to see in the future that we have a veteran that can actually wake up in the morning, and if it's service-connected issue, he can go to that specific doctor. Let's say if he had, some stomach issues, he can go see a doctor that particularly focuses on those type of issues rather than go to the VA. So I call it the gatekeeper, and get permission to go out to get outside care. Now there's stories circulating in different parts of the country that doctors that have spoken to their patients stating that they qualify to get outside care, but they've been instructed not to let the veteran go outside of outside the VA care. So I think what we need to do is make sure that we have your audience go to cva.org, go to the I Volunteer page, take some type of action, go to our Facebook pages, our Twitter pages, and contact our elected officials and let them know that we're not going to take this. We have a grassroots army in Nevada and across the nation that want to stand shoulder to shoulder to make sure that our voices are being heard. We have 36 chapters. We're in 19 different states across the country. So I urge everyone to go to cv4a.org and take action and let your elected officials know that we want to defend the Mission Act and make sure that we're getting quality care for our veterans.
I want to ask you, we had an election over 100 days ago, and that means new president. Joe Biden is in, Donald Trump is out. Is Biden helping veterans, or is he hurting veterans? Which side is he on?
We're only 100 days in. As far as helping, we're still at a stalemate. I think he should be more focused on the veteran issues. We also have endless wars, which is going on right now. We missed that deadline, May 1st. Now we're looking at 9/11 as the target date to get our our military members out of Afghanistan. But we're also putting pressure on him on that as well, on the administration. We don't want them to kick this down the road and switch the date. And that leads me back to the quality care. We keep on sending our kids over there And some of these kids, they're going there as 18, 19 years old, seeing horrific stuff that is happening to them right in front of their eyes, and physically and mentally, that ruins them mentally. And if we don't have the quality of care to take care of these guys, they're going to come back to a broken system. And we just want to make sure we have our veteran community that are going to be self-sustaining society, be functioning, and continue to be the leaders that they were when they were in the military.
Well, again, if you can give the information on how to get more information, this is so vitally important, and this VA Mission Act, I think, is vitally important, and it's just a small part in repaying the debt that we owe members of the military. How can people reach out again?
There are several ways they can reach out. They can go to our webpage, which is CBA, CB4A, the number 4.org. And when you're on that page, you can click around and go to the I Volunteer page. We need people to volunteer to write letters, sign petitions, make phone calls, knock on doors, help us build our army and let Washington know that we need to protect and help our veterans. And that's the only way they're going to be able to take some action. And also, you can reach us on our Facebook page. We have one nationally, and then we also have one for Nevada, and as well as Twitter. You know, it has to start somewhere, and it has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better place than now? So I'm encouraging everyone to join us today so we can once again stand shoulder to shoulder and let Washington know that we need our veteran community to get the quality care that they deserve.
I would say, yeah, absolutely. Leo, it's always fun, man. Thank you so much for sharing all this information. I appreciate it. I certainly hope that folks will reach out to you guys and help you out. Thanks so much, man. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good day.
There you go. Leo Garcia, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America. And I have, if you followed my show for the last 10 years, we talk a lot about the bargain that we make with young people right out of high school, right out of college. And we say, you give us all these years of your life, we will take care of you and your health afterwards. The problem is, we're just not answering the bell. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
GFL Capital believes in good faith lending, where the client comes first. We're the go-fast lender who can close your loan in 14 days or less. The good fair lender who is transparent about closing costs. So when you think GFL, think of a great f***ing lender who offers great f***ing loans. Call us today at 529-2444. That's 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV License MB4265. NMLS 64367.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I promise I'd let you hear Annie Black. I ran out of time in our last hour, but I wanted to make sure I got this in. This was amazing stuff from the floor of the State Assembly last night. Annie Black, the freshman out of Mesquite, the former city councilwoman, now a member of the Assembly. She does not caucus with the Republicans, but she is a very, very vocal member of the Assembly. She went to the floor last night, took her mask off, was threatened by the Speaker of the Assembly. This is what it sounded like.
Mr. Speaker, Order of Business 15.
Order of Business 15.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, the Centers for Disease Control has said that those who have had and recovered from the COVID virus have natural immunity and that, quote, current evidence suggests that reinfection with the virus is uncommon. And a week ago, the CDC announced that people who have received the vaccine no longer need to wear masks. Since that announcement, major employers such as Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, Target, CVS, Starbucks, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Best Buy all have announced they will no longer require masks in their stores. In addition, a number of Nevada resorts and casinos have gone mask-free. And yet, the Nevada legislature continues to insist that everyone wear a mask here in this building unless cloistered alone in their office. This makes no sense, especially since legislators and staff were put at the head of the line for vaccination months ago. Anyone wishing to get vaccinated has had more than enough time to do so. The fact is, the science now says vaccinated individuals no longer need to wear a mask. Dr. Fauci himself stated yesterday that, quote, the chances of getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low for those who have been vaccinated. Even our own governor has been appearing at public events without a mask for the past week. So it's especially absurd to require masks here on the floor of the Assembly, where we're not only sufficiently social distance, but separated by plexiglass shields. This isn't following the science. This is political theater. And by insisting that people who have been vaccinated or have had the virus continue to wear masks, we're sending mixed signals to Nevadans and confusing them. This body should lead by example. And that means following the CDC guidance that masks are no longer necessary in this building for those who have been vaccinated or who have already had and recovered from the COVID virus. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. I will remind the body that we have passed and have rules, and there are consequences to violating those rules. And so I would recommend that every member read those rules and recognize that the consequences are up to and including the inability to vote or be heard on the floor until the behavior is addressed to the